Lanterns Aura presents Eslintha. Episode 23, The Dwarf, the Dragon, and the Skull.
Let me just take some of this gold, and then you can figure out if you want to talk to it or not.
And who values their life so little that they decided to steal from an ancient dragon?
Shit.
I am here to fight you, dragon. I, Bori, son of King—
No, you're not.
Hey, Tick. This would be a great time to start talking.
Oh, yes, right.
Are you volunteering yourself as my appetizer, Two-Breed?
Two-Breed? Two-Breed?
Half an elf and half a human. Two breeds. Usually quite strong, powerful, and intelligent. But it seems that you might be an exception.
Oh, great dragon. I would hate to disagree. However, it would seem you have listed mostly human traits, where I take mostly of my elf half. I seek to present grace, politeness, and honesty.
Not in this plane of existence.
Rowan, quiet.
You speak of honesty while one of your number tried to steal some of what was mine.
We thought it the only way to wake you up.
That was a very dangerous gamble.
It was worth the gamble to have the chance to speak in your presence.
You speak pretty words, Two-Breed. State your name and your purpose.
My name is Tick, and our purpose is...
You must have some purpose.
We do.
Unless the purpose was thievery.
No, oh great dragon, of course, the purpose was not theft. I was just nervous to say our real purpose.
Tick, what are you doing?
And why would that be the case?
Well, I didn't want to embarrass someone as great as you.
My patience is growing thin.
We're here to warn you.
Tick, what are you doing?
That short-eared elf is going to get us killed. We should have just fought the dragon.
Stop talking. Dragons have good ears.
What could you possibly have to warn one of my kind about? What could possibly be so dangerous that you not only fear for my safety, but also have disregarded your own?
They're going to betray you.
What do you mean?
The person who told you to move your horde here, they're going to betray you.
What makes you think someone could tell me to move my horde? What makes you think I would listen? And what makes you think that he would dare betray?
But someone did tell you to move your horde. to lie here and wait, to send all the little minions that were so conveniently waiting for you here to fight, and distract the Dwarf King and his subjects. He told you to do that, and you listened, because he promised you
that I could be a god.
But that's not what's going to happen. He wanted you out of the way, occupied. He wanted you to feel so safe and content that you would fall asleep and let your minions do all the work. He dares betray you because he knows there is no way for you to know.
Unless someone woke me up.
Unless someone woke you up.
Do you think me a fool, Two-Breed?
What?
Do you think I can't tell when someone is using my words against me? Tell me the name of the betrayer. Neither of us has said his name. Tell me his name, Two-Breed. Show me you haven't been lying. Then maybe I won't eat you and all your companions.
It's obviously Qorgon. He's been doing all the bad things in Aslantha the whole time.
I mean, obviously, who else could it be?
But why would a god offer to make another a god as well?
Tick, what is his name?
Drizzik. Drizzik has betrayed you.
Get out of the way!
Drizzik, that lying bastard! He will burn for this!
Tick, get down!
Holy shit. I can't believe that worked.
I don't have to fight the dragon?
Looks like Sir Sleep's Lot is useful for something.
Yeah. Well, let's loot this dump and go get the other key from the bearded child's dad.
Wait, what?
Bearded child?
Are you insane?
What? The dragon won't notice, and it's not like we're getting paid for this job.
Have you not heard any stories about a dragon before? They count their hoard for fun.
And I personally don't feel like being roasted in my armor.
And if the dragon comes after us, it will also put Lilith in danger. So put that cold back, or I'll tie you up and leave you to die here.
All right, fine.
Guys, did anyone else hear this? Everything here is some form of treasure, so what are you doing here? You belong with the rest of your body in a tomb or a grave, not some dragon horde.
Rowan!
Rowan, no!
Lilith, stay back!
Shit. Bori, go get help!
Turgeon, he's not breathing.
Ondina, get Lilith out of here now! Rowan, you good?
I'm free. Wait, let me check. Hands, feet, wings. Angel wings. Am I a man? Definitely a man. Okay. I can work with this.
Who are you, and what did you do with Rowan?
Oh, hello, sexy. And who might you be, my pointy-eared friend, besides my future husband?
If you kiss me, I'm going to set your ass on fire before you can even say possession.
Oh, is that our safe word?
What's wrong?
Oh my, aren't you just the cutest thing ever?
Get away from her.
Well, that's just uncalled for.
Let him go, now.
I would, but it seems your angelic friend stupidly got me stuck in his body. And I must say, it is a rather nice body. Though, look, he's stuck with me now. And if you'll excuse me, I'd rather find some people to attend to business with. that aren't carrying around a child with them, so I bid thee adieu.
Don't go!
You're not taking him.
Blood chain!
If anyone's got a plan, now would be good.
Just hold them down. Gods, I hate using holy magic.
Let go of me, you son of a bitch. I will not be chained by the likes of you. I'm not going back in that cage, you half-breed bastard. Do you hear me? I will take back my throne and make sure you suffer in the next life for this. My brother will ensure you'll all die screaming.
You okay?
What in oblivion just happened?
Oh, you got possessed by... by that.
Everyone stay back.
I guess I should probably thank you all and introduce myself. Hello. My name is Lucinda Morningstar, but you can call me Lucy. It's truly a pleasure to meet you all.
Eslintha is a podcast created by Lantern Zora. Today's episode was written by Karma and Sean McGarry and directed by Sean McGarry. It was edited by Garrett Cordingley and Karma. Today's episode was produced by Carter Lyon, Karma, Matthew Laycock, and Sean McGarry. It's performed by Carter Lyon, Karma, Matthew Laycock, Antonia, Sean McGarry, Anya Aldred, Kevin White, Kyle Phillips, and Aster Knott. The Eslintha theme song was written by Andrew Bianchi. To comment on episodes, make donations, view merchandise and social links, visit lanternzora.com. Visit us on Facebook, Instagram and Twitter at lanternzora. For early access to future episodes and bonus behind the scenes content, check out our Patreon. To contact us, email us at lanternzora@gmail.com. Episode 24 will be releasing Friday, September 30th at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks for listening.